Listener discretion is advised.
Put me on sun. Put me on sun. Put me on sun. Put me on sun. Put me on sun.
Yo, yo, yo. It is New Year's Eve. I don't like how the fuck that just stopped that easily. It was like done. Dunno.
Episode 9.
9999.
Shekinah Baba. That's when the blessings come in. Blessings come in.
Now, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to the 9th episode of the 100% Random Podcast. It is
here
the new...
once again without the V and DMV.
We had the DM sliding in them. Not really. Don't.
Yeah, don't get me in trouble.
Don't slide in my DMs. Please.
Only sliding in Sophia's DMs. Please take that out. I don't think Janae listens anyway, so I'm good.
Keep it in there. Fuck it.
Don't listen?
Yeah. Did you get Dawn?
Heavy episode?
Yeah. Did you get Dawn's Snapchat message a few days ago?
Yeah, be more specific. I might have, but where was it?
It was like a 80s sweater party. Shay Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
I told her to send it, I told her not to, and she still did it. Yeah. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, that was on her Instagram. I didn't saw it anyways. So.
Not that it was on Snapchat.
I know.
Oh, you already saw it.
Like the actual post was on. Yeah.
Yeah, so it is the New Year's Eve episode, and that means that, hey, it's New Year's.
We're going to get fucked up.
Whoa, even though I'm going to be at work when this is uploaded.
I don't know if
yo, technical difficulties. I don't know
you
what.
You want the intro again?
Nah, we just going to continue on. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yo, that shit scared the hell out of me.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The seemed like the cord came out.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I was about to say that
you're gonna be at work.
Yeah,
on
I'm gonna
New
be
Year's
at,
Eve, and then I was saying that I'm not sure if I work on New Year's or not.
I'm gonna be working the good old. I'm gonna be working in the morning, which is good enough.
Yeah, I guess.
So
yeah.
When this is
on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so when this is released, I'm gonna be at work in the morning, but then, you know, I'm gonna be decent at night. But then I gotta be. Hold up! No. Wait. I'm working in the morning, then I'm working New Year's at night. Okay, makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, I still gotta
go to work in the morning.
Yeah, that's kind of trash.
Or New Year's.
You can't even get fucked up.
No. Can't drink that non-alcoholic alcohol.
You mean that cocaine?
No.
Let me not paint this narrative.
You know what's about to happen? What's about to happen? We're a family-friendly podcast now.
No, since when?
Family-friendly content.
The content and the dialogue says otherwise.
Family-friendly content. 100% random podcast. Talking about Jesus and not doing anything illegal.
I mean, we don't do anything illegal anyways.
I mean,
I don't know what you do behind closed doors.
I don't do jack shit.
You got bricks?
No. But it is cold outside.
Fuck. That was a weird peak.
Yeah, so. Yay. Okay.
You should keep that in there.
I am. So it is Christmas. Damn, no. It's New Year. Yo, it's funny because like last Tuesday was Christmas Eve. And then this year, and today is New Year's Eve, or when we're recording, this is supposed to be going up New Year's. Look, I gotta still say this past tense, future tense BS, because, you know, people usually record on the weekends. Nobody records these on the day of. Unlike last episode, it was actually we recorded it on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. So, unlike every Tuesday episode, still don't know what the hell's gonna be about. You know, we're now family friendly content.
But we always try to do reviews, but then we always get sidetracked with like
the first episode we did it was like Coming to America was on. It was like you was explaining it what was happening, and then after that, I just started talking about the Johnsons, and I cut that whole thing out.
Keep it in there.
I cut that whole thing out.
Oh, that was some of my best work.
Yeah, I had to cut for time. I want to keep it low, but all I did was
you could have took out the other shit. Fuck that. That was some of my best work.
All I did was like, yeah.
Have you still got the files?
I don't even know.
Damn, that was some of my best shit.
I still got the original somewhere, the raw footage on here somewhere. If not, I might have deleted it by accident. Because I don't know.
You took that out. Why?
It was Bro, he was talking for like 40 minutes about
this. That one thing?
Yeah.
I think I was the only one talking to us.
You was, yes, for 40 minutes.
It was funny, though.
Yeah, talking about like...
It was some of my best work.
It's like, what would you do if your son fucked you?
Oh, we could review that.
Like, what?
You want to review that?
Nah, bro.
Why not?
I don't fucking want to watch that shit again. That shit was fucking weird.
Yeah, I still remember it, unfortunately.
That's a problem. That's a big problem. Like, I cut that stuff out of my mind. I just know that the movie exists, and I don't want to see it.
Would that ever be you? No.
Hell no.
Can you see that happening?
Hell no. No. I can see it happening to some other people.
What if your son tried to... Who?
I don't know who, but I can see that happening to somebody else.
Let's put it out there.
Not for I don't...
Since the fourth season.
I don't know exactly who, but I can see that happen to other people. Not me.
So if you have a son... And then, like, he tries that shit on you.
We're not bringing this kind of.
And then, what are you doing though?
Like I said the last time, nothing, because I don't know what.
Were you letting it happen?
No.
Yeah. What do you mean? Not doing nothing?
I'm gonna kill the nigga. See, problematic. Family friendly content.
You can't say that in 2000.
Family friendly content.
Deion just got canceled.
Family friendly. Family friendly content, man. Christian fan.
I know, but like
it's a Christian podcast.
I say you got like a son, you know, like he grab your ass, and like he don't even know what he's doing. But I feel like that's
he about to get slapped.
I don't remember how it started in the movie. It's like
you don't know. You know what's funny? The movie starts off with this kid just jerking off.
That's what it
and
was.
And that's the thing that fucking was like, okay, cool. And
then his dad, like...
His dad just walks in like, oh, I see it as natural. And then the thing that fucks up, his picture, he thinks just jacking off to his dad. Like, what the fuck is that? Bro, that's when the whole movie was like, what the fuck is this? And then this nigga get married and shit, and then he's fucking his dad and the guy. Yo, this nigga got some issues.
Yo, the greatest scene in all of cinema.
Yo,
it's when he was in the bathtub and they was taking the he was in the bubbles just with the headphones on.
Yo, he locking doors now.
Wait, and he was in the bubbles with the headphones on. The movie was like the music was like mad loud,
yeah,
right? So then, like, the son was trying to get in the door or whatever. Yeah, he tried to like open it and shit. You could tell like he do this on a regular. That's how fucked up it is. When that nigga realized it was locked, that nigga got mad. When he started like, you know, just like I trying like, you know, like explode in the door or some shit. That nigga was so loud at his dad. I heard him. He heard him through the headphones. As soon as he saw the doorknob shaking, man, a nigga looked so terrified. Like, oh no, I was in this warm water for like 30 minutes. My butthole loose.
But you know what's happening, though?
He had the loose caboose.
Like the mom is just hearing this shit.
Did happen. She know though?
Yeah,
she did. Because I kind of don't remember.
But then after that, there's like this whole fight scene between the mom and the son, and I'm like, what is this movie?
Didn't he kill her or something?
I don't remember.
I think that mom killed him. I don't remember exactly.
I don't know.
I ain't about to rewatch it.
I'm not.
Let's just paint the narrative that she killed him.
Yeah. But that movie came out in 2011, so.
I feel like she always knew, though. That's crazy. I wish you have a son, right? And now he raping you, like.
And your mom knows. That's just fucked up. And she's just going like.
Dawn is like, you know, like in the living room, just
don't,
like.
Don't put me in this shit.
Watching it happen.
Don't put me in this shit.
Like, do you like, how do you look at her? How do you judge her for not helping you?
I'm not even responding. Don't put me in this shit.
Nah.
Make a different narrative. Do not involve me in this shit at all. But use your name, nigga.
It's just a hypothetical. I'm not using, you didn't ask me.
Exactly. I'm not using, don't use my name in no hypothetical.
I didn't even use your name. I just said you.
Use my fiance's name, so hey.
Hey, man.
It implies.
I don't want to answer it. I'm about to call her right now and ask her.
Nah, man.
Nah, I'm going to do it.
Nah, but
can't do it. Nah, don't
just
do it.
Leave it alone. But nah, that's funny. I mean, it's just funny, though, because like this movie came out in 2011.
Really?
And you think about it.
We was in high school. That's crazy.
But nobody knew about it until like 2015.
And yeah,
Because people were sharing it online. It's like, oh, you see this movie? Like,
yeah,
no.
Like nobody.
Nobody wants to see this. And it's funny how it's a 30-minute short film. Like, it's a short film.
Yeah. Whoever made that shit got to be sick.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That shit must have happened to that person.
The strange things about the Johnsons. Oh, geez. I bet none of them are even doing anything in Hollywood at this point.
Yo, his son was fucking the shit out. That's crazy.
Like the mom was seeing him and the people at the reception or whatever for the wedding. Yo,
oh, yeah.
What the fuck? Like, right after he grew up, I was like, what is this movie about to be about?
That show was like an anime.
Yo.
It was like a lot of convenient shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mary and
family
Joseph.
Family-friendly content. No, you're on the 100% random podcast.
This is a rated R podcast.
Yeah. Family-friendly content. So.
I don't agree.
The end of the year is coming. We're all about to die. So.
You think so?
Yeah. 2020 is coming. Because who knew? And when 2010 came, is my echo still? No. If when 2010 came around, everybody was like, so we all gonna die? But then after that, everybody was like, yo, 2012, we're all dying. What?
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, it's expected. If everybody saw that movie, they wanna die.
I guess.
It's just weird. I don't know. It's just a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Because there's a lot of good films that came out of 2000, these past 10 years. I'm basing it off 2009 and 2019.
A lot of good films.
You gotta, if you think about it, in these past 10 years, the MCU, yo, it's only been 10 years.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. 2009, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything in the start. I mean, Iron Man came out in 2008, but I mean,
you could just round it up.
Everything from the beginning of the MCU to now, it's like, yo, did anybody expect any of this shit? And now they got all this stuff coming up.
I'm not on this scale, no.
Now there's a lot of stuff coming up for the next 10 years, and the next 10 years looking decent?
Yeah.
Yo.
I mean, it's got to be a little intimidating for them, you know, but I'm sure they'll do all right.
It's the same for everything. I mean, I know for a fact everybody want to see another Black Panther,
yeah,
even
course,
though that's not going to be coming out for a good
minute. I
think like
2022, right?
Yes.
Something like that.
So that means there has to be a decent storyline going from Black Widow.
I heard that Dr. Doom was going to be the villain in Black Panther 2, but I don't know how true that is. I want him to be introduced in like the Fantastic Four first, but it's not up to me.
Since now that Disney has the rights to Fox, you know, so now Disney Plus is really like a real thing, and they playing like all the old X-Men shit. So
I'm surprised they got the Simpsons on there. You know, that's
the thing I don't understand on Disney Plus though. I mean, I get it. All the seasons, all the seasons except for the current one.
30 seasons. It's still going on.
Yeah.
The Simpsons still going on? So they're on season 31. So the strong.
I don't even know what season they're on, but I know it's not 31.
Because on Disney Plus, it might be season 30.
It might be some seasons that's not on there.
Oh, but either way, though, it goes up to season 30.
It's for real?
Yeah.
Shit.
It look on there real quick. It's just. So. I don't know if it's a new season or it's a continuation of season 30.
New season.
But I don't know. But that show's been out for like 30 seasons. That's crazy.
Simpsons.
And they didn't like, how do you keep, how do you keep on coming up with like ideas and shit for like 30 seasons? That's crazy.
Oh, wow. It actually is. Whoa.
Told you.
Oh, 30. Yeah, 30 seasons.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, last night I watched up to season 1, episode 10.
Jeez.
And then I fell asleep.
Yeah, they ain't 30 seasons.
Yeah, man.
Season 31? Oh, they on season 31 right now.
That's crazy. It's still going on. Yeah. How don't you run out of ideas? That's crazy. That's major respect.
They can't run out of ideas. They can't not run out. They cannot run out of ideas because there's people who change every single day.
That's a very good point.
Like, I don't want to get. I don't want to get into this. Like, hold. All right. I know I'm gonna be a little problematic, real quick. So
go for it.
Family friendly content. So this whole thing with the LGBTQ, whatever the fuck, right?
Choose your words very carefully. They will attack anybody. Hey. Okay. Be careful.
The thing I don't understand is when
this is Deion Davis, by the way. It's not me.
Family friendly content.
This is Deion talking, not Markel. This is Deion.
There's a lot of things I have issues with that little movement. It's not a movement. You know, I'm trying my best not to interrupt or fuck up anything that's already being. I can't fuck up anything. Like, it really matters. My opinion don't matter at all. It's just that it gets to that point where, like, you got people who categorize themselves in different pronouns, right? He, she, him, thee, they. If you are a female, right, and you don't want people to call you a female, but you want to have people call you a non-him, what the fuck does that even mean? What is a non-him? What is I get they and them, but what's a non-him and a him? So you don't want nobody to call you a girl or a female?
Isn't a non-him is her?
Exactly. So, but then some people will get mad. If I keep seeing this shit online or whatever, they're like, oh, don't call me her. They'll call me they. And don't call me girl, whatever, or woman. I'm like, they call me non-male, them, or they. But if I'm trying to have a conversation or if I want to write stuff, I'm like, hey, well,
hold on. I got to interrupt you real quick. It's about them saying that don't call me a female. Do you think the reason is because they don't believe in genders?
That is one of the things.
Yeah, I'm going somewhere real quick. Right.
Yeah.
So that's what that means, right?
Yeah, but then
at the same time, you want to be called a non-him.
Yeah.
And him, reflects. A non-male, which still reflects a gender. So if you don't believe in gender, then why do you want to be called a non-him? A non-male.
It's just the whole thing with the pronoun things. I don't have any problem with the LGBTQ plus acronym.
That's a lot of letters, huh?
Family friendly. I don't care. I mean, I don't have any issue with it.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Ain't what you said last week.
What?
You were slandering the hell out of them people.
I did?
And I'm just painting a narrative.
Oh, okay.
You see how easy it is for me?
Yeah, it is.
And you almost believed it, too.
I did. I
should have went with it.
I kind of edited the whole podcast. I mean, I don't know if I had a conversation about it, like, off air, you know? Oh, but, you know, I don't have any issues with the alphabet people, like Dave Chappelle has said. But...
That's
not
crazy.
Me being.
Said that.
That's not me being any offensive at all. Like, it's just that a lot of people have their own rules to their own thing. Either like lesbians have their own pronouns, and then you know gays have their own pronouns, and then bisexuals have their own pronoun, and then asexuals have their own pronoun. And then after that, you got to remember that sexuality and gender are two different things. And then people are like, well, I identify as this, but then I don't identify as that. But then my sexuality is this, but I identify as this. And then like, what the fuck happened to just Christian content? Where's this male, female, and that's it? You know, I've been living in this world, obviously, for the past 20 fucking plus years.
Oh, that's.
And, you know, I grew up in these past 10 years. It seems as though that there's so much change that has happened to gender, sexuality, identity that is both good and bad. But then there's people who are like saying, well, I am this thing and you have to accept it. But then it's people who don't have to accept it. But then when they don't accept it, they're going to be like, well, I'm going to kill you. Here's a knife. And then after that, people are going to be all mad and shit because some straight guy killed a gay guy because they saw something happen, or some straight guy and gay guy killed a transgender for some reason. And it's like, no, everybody has an issue with their own sexuality or identification, but then you also got to remember that people are still racist, or they're also prejudiced before. And it's like, you can't proceed in life hating people, but then if you're already hating somebody and you're trying to accept, have people accept you, and you also hate people as well, there's always going to be a never ending cycle of people hating things and people trying to accept things, and it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And then it comes back down to this whole he thing. He is like people who identify themselves as whatever, and they want people to accept their pronouns, but it's not going to work. Just let people call you a he or she and call it a fucking day. Like, it's not that serious. Like, it's really not. That's my two cents. Family friendly content.
Okay.
All right. That's why I wanted to get off.
So if
on this 2019 and
if
whatever.
So people feel like they can like identify as like whatever they want, right? Mm-hmm. So like, if I say I identify as a female, like that means I'm a female, right?
Right.
So let's say. Let's say a female gets in my face, she spits in my face and then slaps me. Then, like before I slap her back, I say, I identify as a female. It still wouldn't be right.
It won't be. But then, you know, if he ever goes to court and...
Like them same people will say, hey, you know, you're a guy. And those are also the same people who don't believe in genders.
Exactly.
So...
Because like, they'd be like, well, he hit me, and then it'll be like, well, no, I told you before, I hit you, I identify as this.
Right, it's like, you know,
there's always gonna be somebody who's gonna be pissed off about it. You know, somebody's always gonna be something. There's always gonna be that one person. Like I said, I don't hate the LGBTQ plus community. I really don't. I have no need to hate on a community. I have no need to hate on a person who I want to identify themselves because they make themselves happy. It's just that you can't have the same thing where you can't have... I'm trying to think of what their civil rights movement was, because it's like, it's always going to be like, hey, remember when the black people rose and now we have equal, rights and shit? It's not going to be the same thing with this movement. It's not. You can't compare, hey, who's their Martin Luther King? Who is their Malcolm X? The LGBTQ plus community that caused this big uproar where, hey, everybody's now can hold hands and love each other. Black and white, it's not going to be that easy because you're dealing with sexuality.
I feel like you can't really compare being black.
You can't.
Or just
you can't at all.
A minority and being like a homosexual.
You can't.
And not to say that they don't go through things, right? And not to say that they aren't getting killed just based off the sexuality. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying there's black people getting killed just because they're black, right?
Mm-hmm.
8 times out of 10, you don't know if someone is a homosexual, like, unless they tell you.
Right. So, like, technically, there's more trans.
So, you're not as much as a target.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion. I could be completely wrong, but...
It could be.
That's just how
I feel about it. You know, I don't know the exact, you know, percentage, but there's more, transgender people getting killed. And then if you're black and you're transgendered, then that's like putting like a fucking target around the middle of your head.
Right.
And it's the same thing with, you know, just being black. I mean, I'm not saying like, yo, it's gotten easier to be black in these past 10 years, which Black Lives Matter movement, and you know, it was the beginning of the last year, or almost beginning. No, I'm all wrong. You know, we had Obama as the president in 2009, and now we got Donald Trump in 2019. If you can compare what's been happening in the beginning of 2019, the beginning of 2009, and the end of 2019, there is like a whole weird ass shift. Like, it's like, you know, if you could, I know I'm being really racist right now, but you can compare it by putting like, you know, you got like a color bar, you know, like if you're doing Photoshop and shit, you know, the whites to the blacks. Like, it can, I might cut this shit out.
It was at this moment he.
This is being a little problematic.
Fucked up. I mean,
it's getting problematic. I'm gonna just shut the fuck up.
I told you to choose your words wisely.
I'm gonna just shut the fuck up because, like, I really just don't understand a lot of the things that have happened in this past 10 years. And I know a lot of people are real keep talking about the good things that happened this year. I mean, this decade. Everybody's talking about, well, you know, the great things that happen in social media, the great things that happen in TV, the great things that happen out in this. Have anybody start talking about the bad things that have happened? Has anybody talked about, like, the big issues that happened in this world in these past 10 years? It seems as though this past 10 years has been a movement about, you know, finding who you are and identity and shit. That's why there's so many people on YouTube talking about, well, I identify as this and I identify as that. But then you got people, then you got the other half of the previous decade from 2000 to I guess 99 to 2009 or whatever. And it's people like, it's like the whole don't ask, don't tell shit was going on. But then it was also more shit going on with race. So it's like these past 20 years kind of has always been about race, gender, sexuality, and what's the favorite thing to eat? And like, it's always been that type of shit. There's never going to be a proper decade. I'll be surprised that from 2020 to 2030, there will be no bad things happening. There would be no discrimination. There will be no bias on people's gender, sexuality, identification of their whatever the fuck. That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
But eventually, it might be. You never know. It might be just one day, everybody's just going to wake up and say, oh, shit, I'm really a bad person. Let me be good for once. But it's never going to work. Like, the beginning of the year of in the beginning of 2019, 2019 alone has the highest in the United States alone, mass shootings. There's been too many mass shootings in the United States alone.
Did you fact check that?
That is a fact check. Obviously, I'm not going to completely look up the exact number because I don't want to. But the thing that pissed me off is that in the beginning of 2019, there was about a few mass shootings that has happened.
Yeah.
And it was, and what fucking reason was it for?
I mean, it's never really a good reason.
If you compare all the mass shootings that happened from 2009 and now, it's like, yo, what is going to change in the United States for 2020 and ahead? Are they going to fix the gun law problem here in the United States? Are they going to fix this in the United States? It's always going to be somebody asking, all right, we're done with this previous decade. We're starting a new one. What can be different now than what we could have changed in 2010 and on? What can be different now that can be changed from 2020 and on? Because, you know, I don't want to grow. I don't have like any kids or anything like grow up in a horrible ass fucking environment.
Yeah.
Even though it was already happening. You got little kids getting shot in the fucking street. You got kids dying because they can't live in a proper community because their family can't afford things.
That's my biggest fear, being like a parent now. It's like,
right.
Like, it's a crazy world out here.
It's a crazy world. And kind of ended off, which I didn't really mean to end it off this kind of serious and sad like that, but this is the end of the Tuesday episode.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So
This is actually a good one, actually. Yeah. I didn't think we was going to be able to pull.
Neither at all.
The last one we did was a good one, too.
Yeah. But, you know.
Family friendly content.
You're on the 100% Random Podcast.
Yo.
Friendly family content. Okay, yes, this is weird. All right, let me turn this off. A little bit of maintenance stuff before we go. This episode has also been brought to you by Audible, audibletrial.com/Fawafa. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. You know the fucking vibes. I don't know what else to say. Just that.
I mean, we can always do our other sponsor.
Bro.
Bro. Did you keep those in the other ones? How did you take them out?
I kept it in.
Really? Yeah. I thought you would have took it out.
No, I took out the first one. But I
left, what was the first one?
The Friday one. But you kind of mentioned it at the end, like in between without the context. And I was like, fuck it, I'll keep it in there. Because it was like a conversation going on that needed that in there.
Yeah. I think it's going to think we really sponsored by...
Bro. That'd be wild because, again, we're family-friendly content here on the 100% Random Podcast. Family-friendly content. Jeez, I hate this freaking thing. I wish it was easy enough to just switch back and forth.
That's funny because it makes the click noise.
Click, click, clickety-clank. Facts. Yeah, it is the end of the year. So,
yes, sir.
From the 100% Random Podcast... From myself, from Markel and Vince, from the DMV here to take you on a ride. Or is it a ride?
They were just a DM.
Yeah, today here on the DM, we're slotting in them DMs on this family content.
We're sliding, bitches. You never seen one, bitch?
Yeah, I did.
Sliding, bitches.
Yeah, but enjoy.
Oh, man.
Enjoy your New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
And stay safe.
Happy New Year.
And if you're listening to this and you survived that night, please. I know I'm going to be a little problematic right now. I've been problematic this whole episode.
Yes, you have.
But.
It's usually me, but I think we kind of switch roles for today.
Yeah, it's the Uncensored Podcast. Let me be uncensored for once.
All right.
I'm usually uncensored every single podcast anyway. Literally.
Yeah, you are. Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. We out.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's.
This some serious gourmet shit.
A Forever Podcast.